Tonight, we spoke about being thankful. Figured that it was time of year. Folks got their mind on that subject. And as I said in the beginning of the song service this morning, there's not any more reason for us to have been thankful Thursday than we should be today. And so Wednesday night, we covered several verses. I may just briefly mention several of those again this morning, but in our introduction, if you will. But there's some more thoughts that I wanted to get to with regard to that. And I guess if you would want a title for this, it's Thanksgiving Continued. Because we need to continue it every day. Okay? And you know, I think really, that is one of the most unbecoming traits of a child of God, is to be unthankful. Unthankful. Just, you know, when you just stop and think about the blessings we have. You know, I'm not talking about just day to day. Those are wonderful. He daily loads us with benefits. Well, they're wonderful blessings that we receive at the hand of God on a daily basis. But if we're blessed to know what He, through His purpose, did in sending His Son to this earth, who suffered and died to redeem us from our sins, to save us eternally, who's coming back to get us and take us home to be with Him forever, amen, with all of the redeemed family, I tell you, we've got something to be thankful for every day and all through the day. So, one of the verses that we noticed Wednesday night is Ephesians 5 and 20. Giving thanks always for all things. Get that now. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'll confess to you, there's some things that's happened in my life that I really haven't thanked the Lord for. And I suspect there's some things that's happened in your life that you haven't thanked the Lord for. But what we see in this is that we ought to have a thankful attitude all the time. Circumstances and events are not always good in our life. But God is always good. And what He has done for us is never going to change. And so regardless of whether our circumstances are good or our circumstances in our view are bad, bless your hearts, we still ought to try to maintain a thankful heart for all the things that God has done for us every day we live. Do you remember Job's experience? I think we mentioned this Wednesday night. When Job had gone through, had lost his herds and lost his family and then even was struck with boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Do you remember what Job said? Shall we receive good at the hand of God and not evil? Now, when he's talking about evil there, he's not talking about sinfulness. Not from God. God doesn't tempt any man with evil. Okay? But evil oftentimes is in the form of trouble and heartache and hardship. And so Job, even way back when he lived, was able to say, listen, shouldn't we, you know, his wife even said, dost thou still maintain thine integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? He said, what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God and not evil? And all this, Job sinned not with his lips. That's a powerful lesson for us. That when we have to go through the fire, when we have to go through the afflictions, God's still good. He's still on His throne. We still have heaven to look forward to, and the best is yet to come. And so, as we deal with these, and we have many occasions in Scripture where God's people have had to endure afflictions. Oh, but thankfully, Paul would say in Romans 8:18, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. The best is yet to come. Paul would also say in 1 Thessalonians 5, Colossians 3:17. Let's just get this quickly. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed. The point I want to emphasize again this morning is how broad these exhortations are. He said, first of all, we read to you, giving thanks always for all things. Then in Colossians, we find that he says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, if we'd remember that when we wake up in the morning, I mean, that ought to be our frame of mind. That ought to be just a state of being with us. Is that we purpose in our heart, like Daniel of old, we purpose in our heart that we wouldn't sin against God. And as we go through our day, we realize that things may happen to surprise us. Things may happen to present a temptation or tribulation in our path. Oh, but bless your hearts, if we're walking before the Lord, if we've got him in the forefront of our mind, if we know that we're walking in his sight and in his care, looking to him and trying to please him in all that we do. You know, we're not talking about a legalistic thing. We're talking about having fellowship with God as we go through our day. Remember in Genesis 17 when God appeared to Abram? God appeared to Abram when he was 99 years old. He had spoken to him before, but this says 99. God said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Walk before. Well, is anything out of the sight of God? No. Nothing escapes his all-seeing eye. But I'll tell you something. There's times we don't have him in the forefront of our mind. It's as if we've turned our back on him. God says, walk before me. Look to me for all things that you need in life. Have fellowship with God as you go through your day. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus. That's an exceeding broad exhortation, isn't it? To keep the Lord in the forefront of our mind, to realize that we're walking before him. Okay, let's one more verse. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, as Paul's by the leadership of the Spirit as he's closing out this first letter to the Thessalonians. There's a lot of short exhortations that he's giving here. But one of the things he says in verse 18, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. Did you hear that? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's God's will that we be thankful to him for all that he's done and is doing and will do for us. In everything, give thanks. Now, here's where we get into something else that we didn't talk about Wednesday night. In everything, give thanks. Notice Paul's attitude. In everything, give thanks. There's not anything that we'll go through in life where we shouldn't be willing to continue to thank God. Now, there may be some circumstances that we won't thank him for, but we can thank him that we're never out of his hand. That we're always before him in his sight. Nothing escapes God's sight. So he sees all, he knows all, and he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And he loves us. And he shows it to us every day, doesn't he? The greatest love that he's shown to us is by sending his son to this world to save us from our sins. Because by that, we will be with him forever. But it's his will. It's his will that in everything we give thanks. To maintain an attitude of thanksgiving. A thankful heart for the blessings we receive each day. When's the last time? Hopefully it hadn't been just but a few minutes, but when's the last time you said, "Thank you, Lord, for your blessings"? You know, in recent years, I've come to the conclusion that we really don't have the right to ask the Lord for anything else until we thank him sufficiently for what he's already done for us. Now, I realize it'll take all eternity for us to fully thank him for the redemption that we have in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But for those daily blessings, for daily experiences, for daily care, for daily everything that he is and does for us, we ought to be thanking him every day and have that attitude of thanksgiving as we go through our day. Now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, just ahead of what he had said there in verse 18. Let's see. In the interest of time, let's just notice verse 15. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15. As Paul had exhorted us now, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He had just said back in verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man. Let that sink in for a second. See that none render evil for evil. Well, doesn't the Old Testament teach that? Eye for an eye. I'm telling you, it's real easy for this flesh to render evil for evil. And it can happen so quickly. And so, but if we have a thankful attitude, and if we realize that we're walking before God each day, and we're remembering his blessings and his goodness and the teaching of his word that commands us, don't do that. Because you see, it's for your good. It's for your peace of mind. It's for your blessing. See that none render evil for evil, but ever follow. And this is the point that I'm coming to. Ever follow. That's not an event. That's an attitude. That's a maintaining a daily condition of the heart and mind. Ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves. And here's the point the power of this. Both among yourselves and to all men. It's somewhat easy to be on your best behavior among brethren. It's easier to let your light shine before brethren. But what about out there? What about in traffic? I usually get a response from that one. What about on the job when you're working with that difficult person that's so negative and they're always sucking the joy right out of you? What about out there? We're to maintain these teachings among ourselves first. I hope we got that one right. And unto all men. We're to maintain a witness and a testimony as we walk before God among men without. That's so important, isn't it? That we show forth the love of God, that others can see Christ in us, that we're being guided by the word of God and not by the ways of men or the ways of the flesh. That's so important. For us to observe these things among ourselves and before all men. You never know when God's working in the heart of someone that perhaps you saw no evidence of spirituality whatsoever in their life, but the Lord may be working on them. Now, I'm not saying that regeneration is gradual. We know that's immediate, Holy Spirit regeneration. But conversion can take a while. Perfect example of that is, you know, you can say a lot of things about Facebook, but I will say this. I've been able to reconnect with a lot of people that I've known in the past, growing up, going to school with them, knowing them quite well, and not thinking there was any spirituality there. You know what I'm talking about. But oh, how heartwarming it is to see some of those folks, or to see the posts that some of those folks make now, and not only just once or when something's good, but on a regular basis, and you see the spirituality now that wasn't there or that wasn't being manifested earlier. Isn't that a blessing? When you can see someone whose life has turned around and now they love the Lord, they want to serve the Lord, and they want their life to be something that would honor the Lord and be a blessing to others. And that's what we all, as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what we all should be doing on a daily basis, ever following that which is good, not just in the house of the Lord, but all through our day, each day of the week. Maintaining a thankful heart, realizing that we're walking before the Lord, looking to Him for all that we stand in need of, and thanking Him sincerely for every mercy and every blessing that He gives us every day. Among ourselves and before all men. May God help us to maintain an attitude of thanksgiving every day we live. And now pray that Elder Buddy Abernathy, as he comes, will be blessed to preach the word to us. Come ahead, Brother Buddy.